Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything or will not ask for any type of donation either. So may I speak with Marjorie?
Speaking.
Thank you so much. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I currently live in Levine.
Levin?
Levine, which is
Okay.
A suburb of Phoenix, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's hard for me to tell. I've only been here a year.
Okay.
As far as the violence and guns, I think that's going in the wrong direction. As far as housing, cost of housing, rental, and food, I think that's going in the wrong direction. There seems to be a lot more new construction going up, and it's supposed to include affordable housing. I think that's going in the right direction.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area
That's
is
clear.
again?
That's
Okay, thank you.
clear.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Now let me move on then. In what year were you born? Only the year?
1943.
Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, all right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
Black.
Well, okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
It is good.
All right, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of them on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. A 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can still use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. So the first one
Okay.
is better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
5, that would definitely improve
Thank
the
you.
quality of life.
Thank you. Now, better street and road maintenance.
Four.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Five.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Five.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
I'm going to say a three only because of the severe summer temperatures.
Okay.
It would have an impact, but I don't think it would be a full year-long impact. Three.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, what about more good paying jobs?
Five.
And more dining and entertainment options?
Oh, definitely five.
Thank you so much. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you so much. Now, how would you say that how would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin? Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you. Now, thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Too few.
Too few, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. So grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, I'd like to see more.
Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
What was the choice again?
Yeah, yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
All right. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
It's just enough.
All right. So would you say just somewhat or definitely no?
Just somewhat.
All right, thank you. And restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Oh, definitely more of that.
All right, would you say just strongly then? Or
yes.
Just somewhat? Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. Now, In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
I'd like to see better quality. I'm sorry, what did you say? I'd like to see more stores and restaurants?
What type of stores and businesses would you like most to see in Levin?
I'd like to see better quality restaurants.
All right.
I'd like to see some of the larger stores available, more well-known instead of the smaller shops. I'd like to see some corporate businesses other than medical clinics and that type of thing. I'd like to see that's about all.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Let me move on. Right now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. So is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a very big problem.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is it very big problem, fairly big problem, a moderate problem, slight problem, or not at all?
It's a very big problem.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. And if your answer is yes, you can tell me strongly or somewhat, okay?
Okay.
So, townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat. Yes.
All right. Housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Single family detached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
All right. Thank you so much. We're moving on. Right now, it's 73% of the survey. That means that we're almost there to finish. Again, I appreciate your time. So how long have you lived in Phoenix, you told me? For a year, you said, right?
Let's see. Months.
All right. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Living with family.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in living. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you strongly favor that, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings, sorry?
Strongly favor.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly favor.
All right, thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
All right, thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000,
okay,
or more than
125,000.
Total family, right? Yeah, total family income, yes.
Okay. I think it's 125 to 150, or 100 to 150.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? I got it as Marjorie. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Marjorie, I really appreciate your time here. Hope you have an amazing rest of your night. Take care, Marjorie.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.